In the wake of the mass shootings in Buffalo and Uvalde, the federal government was quick to unveil strong gun control legislation, including a freeze on handgun sales. But that was the Canadian federal government. In the U.S., such things move at what some might call a more deliberate pace. Thursday morning, in the wake of yet another mass shooting, this in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the House Judiciary Committee took up a package of gun legislation.
Pursuant to notice, I now call up H.R. 7910, the Protecting Our Kids Act, for purposes of markup, and move that the committee report the bill favorably to the House.
Democrat Jerry Nadler of New York is chair of the committee.
I have turned to a particular teaching in the Talmud. Whoever takes one life, it's as if he kills the entire world. And whoever saves one life, it's as if he saves the entire world. Every life is precious. Let that be the measure of our work here today.
The Protecting Our Kids Act combines six measures that have been proposed by Democrats. It includes provisions to ban high-capacity ammunition magazines and strengthen limits on so-called bump stocks that in effect turn a semi-automatic rifle into a machine gun. It would also raise the age limit from 18 to 21 years for purchasing an AR-15 assault weapon, like the ones that two 18-year-olds used in the Buffalo and Uvalde shootings. Democrat Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas spoke in support of the bill, with a picture of the Uvalde victims behind her.
Look at the faces. These are not class graduation pictures. They're dead children.
Democrat Lucy McBath of Georgia called for action to stop what she calls slaughter in the schools.
We are paying for gun violence every single day of our lives. We are paying for the weapons of war on our streets, with the blood of children sitting in our schools. We are paying for unfettered access, with mothers and fathers waiting in line for a DNA test, forced to find out if it's their child that's riddled with bullets and maimed beyond recognition.
While Democrats supported the bill, Republicans were united in opposition. Jim Jordan of Ohio is the ranking Republican on the committee. He blasts the measure as political theater aimed at Democratic primary voters.
This bill is just another Democrat attack on the Second Amendment, and it's likely just the start. President Biden has said he wants to ban all 9mm handguns. Where does it end?
Republican Tom McClintock of California says gun control laws are dangerous because they disarm law-abiding citizens and create an environment where the gunman is king.
We were not willing to protect our children with the same force as we protect our money. No one gives a second thought to an armed guard at a bank, yet the left is outraged by the mere suggestion of placing an armed guard at every school filled with innocent children.
Republicans proposed a list of amendments, including ones to increase funding for school security, boost benefits for police officers killed on duty, and exempt those who register for selective service from age restrictions on gun purchases. But Democrat Sylvia Garcia of Texas is not patient with Republican opposition.
One young man pulled the trigger, but we all have failed them. America has failed them. And the other thousands of children that have died as a result of gun violence. Republicans are complicit in Uvalde's negligence and neglect to responsibly address comprehensive gun reform. Republicans are complicit in the shooter in Buffalo for encouraging white supremacy and promoting replacement theory. Republicans are complicit of the lives lost at Pulse, Florida, for their homophobic and anti-human rights narrative. Republicans are complicit in the massacre in El Paso for their anti-Latino, anti-immigrant narrative and for putting gun lobbying interests above people's lives.
What will ultimately emerge from the House of Representatives remains to be seen, and any House bill will face an even tougher path forward in the evenly divided Senate. But Democrat Mondaire Jones of New York is clearly prepared for a long struggle.
You will not stop us from advancing the Protecting Our Kids Act today. You will not stop us from passing it in the House next week, and you will not stop us there. If the filibuster obstructs us, we will abolish it. If the Supreme Court objects, we will expand it, and we will not rest until we have taken weapons of war out of circulation in our communities.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.